It's January 2nd, 2024, and this is Reality Daily, your daily source of reality TV schedules, news, and commentary. My name is Wyatt. Let's hop into it. There are five new premieres today across the U.S. and the U.K. First off, The Floor over on Fox. It's a game show, but it's a reality game show, I guess you want to say. It's going to have multiple episodes before you find out the winner. It's very similar to like Mental Samurai. What this show is going to have is going to have 81 people. Each person is going to be on a block. Their block is going to have their niche category. Categories like tools, cereal, vegetables, space, and 80s TV, just to name a few. If your chip gets called, you have to challenge somebody that's across from you in their niche category. So if yours is vegetables, you got to challenge somebody in tools. You'll face head-to-head. Loser goes home. Winner will continue that journey. And eventually, all of those faces will be conquered and leaving one person left, and they will win $250,000. I did watch an 8-minute preview of this after the NFL game on Fox during Christmas, and I really enjoyed it. As I alluded to earlier, it was the person that gets vegetables as their niche category is going to challenge the person who does tools. So they're going to go back and forth. They show a picture of a tool, and you basically have a countdown clock. And once your clock hits zero, you're done. But if you get a question right, then the next person's going to go, and their clock's going to wind down. Very similar to chess. You make a move, you clock out, and the next person goes. I really enjoy it. I think this is going to be an interesting show. It's kind of a weird premise, but for game show lovers out there, definitely would give that a shot. Moonshiners is back for its 13th season on Discovery Channel. Tickle, who I believe is probably the star of the show, he's going to try to legalize home distilling. Mark and Digger, they want to buy some unsold light beer to turn that into liquor. And then Josh wants to make his return to moonshining after some of his racing injuries. So the show's been on for so long. And just being from North Carolina myself, I know so many people in my area love Moonshiners. They're very excited for it to come back. Number three, going over to the UK, is going to be the Taskmaster's New Year's Treat. Now, if you're a fan of Taskmaster, even out there, they probably will upload this to their YouTube channel. I know they've uploaded the last season. I think New Zealand was also uploaded. So I don't think you'll have a hard time finding this. The people that are going to be on this one-off special, Amber Meaden, who is on Dragon's Den. If you don't know what Dragon's Den is, it's basically the UK equivalent of Shark Tank. Then we have Kojay Radical. He's a grime artist. And we have Lenny Rush, who is only 14, and he might be the youngest person. I'm not a Taskmaster historian, but I think he may be the youngest person. You may know him from Doctor Who this upcoming season. He played Morris. He's also been in Am I Being Unreasonable and Dodgers as well. And the number fourth person that's going to be there is Steve Blackshaw. He was from the nature show Deadly 60, which was a children's show. And lastly, Zobal from Radio 2 Breakfast Show. Should be really fun. Also coming on Channel 4 right after that is the premiere of the new seasons of First Dates UK. Make sure you're checking that out. And then lastly, the last premiere is going to be Find Your Roots over on PBS in America. This is the show where you take a celebrity and you get to find out exactly what is in your family tree. And the people that are going to have this episode are singers Ciara and Alanis Morissette. So make sure you're checking those out. Now, let's get into some of the other shows that are airing tonight. All right, if those shows didn't tickle your fancy, maybe these will. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the finale is tonight's episode 16 over on Bravo. It's going to be their final day in Bermuda. Heather's going to receive a heartbreaking phone call. Meredith is going to have some rumors about Angie, is going to end up landing her in hot water, and then Heather's black eye reason is revealed. Then, over on Fox, the Celebrity Name That Tune episode, it's back. Lisa Loeb from the Stay I Miss You song from the 90s is going to go against Jesse McCarthy, Beautiful Soul. And then also the other matchup is going to be one of the weirdest combinations of people I can think of. Corbin Blue, probably most known for High School Musical, is going to go against Craig Ferguson. I don't know why this matchup was made, but it will be very interesting. Then we have Hard Knocks in season with the Miami Dolphins, coming off a really nasty loss to the Ravens this last week. Be very interesting to see what we see here. Singles Inferno, if you've been watching that on Netflix, episode 8 and 9 are going to drop. That is right before the finale next week. So if you haven't started, it's a really good season. Go ahead and start that. You'll have episodes 1 through 9. Also, The Unbelievable with Dan Aykroyd, episode 5 is going to be on History Channel. This time, he's going to look at outlandish inventions. He's looking at things like robots powered by slugs, inflatable airplanes, hidden cameras, and contact lenses. Over on TLC, we have 1,000-pound sisters. Amy is going to get some tough news from her lawyer about her impending divorce. Amy and Tammy, they're going to hit the rage room together. Those are always fun and expensive, actually. And then Amy and Misty, they're going to get some big news. My guess is probably going to get approved for that gastric bypass. Smothered episode 4 is also going to be over on TLC. Christina's going to find out about Kathy's health. That's kind of what the entire season has been leading us to. Delisa's going to tell India to move out. Circle alumni, Delisa, by the way. Mary is going to accuse TJ of making Brittany insecure. And then Gabriella and Catherine's going to continue their pageant journey. Over on the Food Network, we have Super Super Chef grudge match. These are interesting because these are all going to be about guys' grocery games. Building Outside the Lines, episode 3, they're going to turn a concrete mixer into a beehive for a beekeeping family. Also, Why the Heck Did I Buy This House over on HGTV, with host Kim Spradlin, now known as Kim Wolf, going to go against what they call a catfish house, a house where the homeowners thought was a great house, but once they got into it, they realized there was a lot more problems than they originally thought. Curse of Oak Island, episode 8, is going to be on the History Channel, and Life Below Zero, First Alaskans, episode 5 on Nat Geo. Both of these shows are going to have their cast members experience some step backs, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Over on PBS, they're going to have a one-hour documentary for American Masters on Edward Hopper, the painter. Some shows that are not going to air today, just because I guess it's the new year, and they're going to kind of wait a little bit. Dragrella, if you've watched the horror-themed drag show, you will not see an episode this week. It will return next week. Whose Line Is It Anyway will not have a new episode this week. It will return next week with Mark Ballas as the guest. And Real Time Crime will also not be on. That is because Identification Discovery is doing a three-night special on Natalie Grace. So that's why you will not be seeing that. If you're looking for a little bit of a documentary, you know, I mentioned PBS has a couple things coming on tonight, but they also have one at 10 o'clock. It's about preserving democracy. Now, those are all the shows that are coming out tonight. Let me know, comments, what you are going to be watching tonight. Now, let's get into some reality TV news. Disney Plus is dropping some more reality shows in their streaming service today. You're going to be able to see Storage Wars Season 12 and 13, History's Greatest Mystery Season 3, Forged in Fire Season 7 and 8, X-Men Season 10, and Modern Marvel Season 20 and 21. A lot of that's coming from the A&E and History family. Now, speaking of, The Masked Singer UK premiered over the weekend, and the first singer to be revealed was Weather, and that was Diane Warwick. I'm not going to talk about it every single week, but because she's such an icon, it is interesting to talk about her being on the show. I know a lot of fans were upset by that, but I kind of think that maybe she wanted to go home. She's a little bit older. Those costumes are super hot. She had a great performance nonetheless. Also, Channel 4 is casting a show called Virgin Island. It just seemed to be somewhat similar to Love Island, is what the people are saying in terms of people, I guess, coming and going. But obviously, it's going to have one major caveat. That's that nobody's had sex before, and they're going to see if any of the romances here maybe lets them take that next step. Also, in the game show world, Ant and Dex Limitless wins coming back this Saturday, and the press release says that one person will win £1 million. If you haven't seen this show, it is a show that does not have a cap to how much you can win. You can just keep winning, thus the name Limitless Win. So we know we're going to have a massive winner this year. Big Brother UK hosts AJ and Will are going to be confirmed to host Celebrity Big Brother UK in March, with some rumored contestants, including Louis Walsh from The X Factor, who's a judge. Apparently, they've offered him $2 million to be on the show. That blows I'm Celebrity out of the water. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition. I did say some other rumored casting aspirations, and this is just hearsay, but Philip Schofield from ITV, I believe he was disgraced for a little bit of time as well, and then Jennifer Akuri, who apparently had a rumored affair with Boris Johnson. So also Ed Gamble, he's a stand-up comedian from the UK, he's going to be hosting the Traitors UK companion series. It's going to be what they concern as a visualized podcast. The US version will also have a show like this, but it's yet to be confirmed who that host is going to be. Speaking of the Traitors UK, the cast just came out at midnight. Let me go through who the cast is going to be. All right, so the cast of the Traitors UK just got released at midnight UK time. I mentioned in the previous episode that, to me, like, not knowing the cast ahead of time did kind of put a little bit of a damper in terms of how excited I was for the season in comparison to some of these other reality shows. But I gotta say, after reading some of the cast bios here, I am so excited for this season of Traitors UK. Let me hop right into it. The first cast member is Andrew. He's a 45-year-old insurance broker from Wales. Something that's going to be unique about him is that he used to be some VIP security officer as well. So he thinks that some of that, you know, keeping your eyes on everybody at all times, making sure that whoever the celebrity is safe, is something that, you know, he'll be able to spot the traitors. Contestant number two is Anthony, 45. He's a chess coach from Birmingham. Then we have Ash, 45, a female events coordinator from London. Then we have Aubrey, 67. He is a retired shop owner from Leicester. He's going to donate all the money that he wins, if he wins, to an animal welfare charity in Mykonos, Greece. Apparently, that's where he does his holidays. So it's interesting. You got somebody that's competing for charity. I'll be very excited to see if he says that to the people and if that maybe puts a little bit of target on his back. It's like, hey, this guy said he's going to do it for charity. He must be a traitor. Maybe he's just using that to kind of throw the scent off of us so we feel bad. Contestant number five is Brian. He's a 33-year-old photographer from Glasgow, and he's played werewolf quite a bit, and he thinks that that potentially could be something that could help him out in this game. Then we have Charlie, 34, from Bristol. She's a mental health area manager. She has hearing aids and hopes to use the money to get merit. Contestant number 7 is Charlotte, a recruiting manager from Warwickshire. She's a former poker player. Now, she doesn't say a pro poker player, but you know, she said she played poker tournaments, wants to use the money to travel the USA in a motorhome for her wife. She also said she wanted to get a private jet over to America because she doesn't want her dogs to be like, you know, chained up in like the, I guess like the cargo. Then we have contestant number 8, Diane, 63. She's a retired teacher from Lancashire. Then we have contestant number 9, Evie, 29. She's a vet nurse from Inverness. Then we have Harry, he's 22. He's an army engineer from Slough. I may completely butcher that, but it's S-L-O-U-G-H. Let me know the pronunciation in the comments down below. Then we have contestant number 11, Jasmine. She's a 26-year-old sales executive. Didn't see a location from her, so I'm not exactly sure where she's at. Maybe she's a traveling sales lady. Then we have contestant number 12, Jazz. He's a 30-year-old man. He's a national account, a manager from Manchester, and he pleads in his bio. He says, other than like meeting my wife and like getting married, like this is like the most exciting that I've ever had for anything in my life. Then we have Johnny. He's 30 years old. He's ex-military, describes himself as having disabilities, but likes psychological things. Now, he doesn't say what those disabilities may be. There may be some physical hindrances from his time in the military. Also doesn't say what he does now. So maybe he's potentially on some type of like disability. I'm not sure exactly how the UK handles that kind of thing. Contestant number 14 is Kira, 21. She's from Kent. She's an economist apprentice. Is that a fancy name for school? Maybe she's an intern somewhere. I'm not exactly sure. She wants to win the money for her sister's wedding. So I am rooting for her because I think that if you're saying, hey, like my sister's getting married and I want her to have a great wedding and a great honeymoon, she says that they came from kind of like not necessarily the best economic background. So, you know, using that money on your family is always going to be a way to get me involved in your path. Contestant number 15 is Meg. She's 22. She's an illustrator from Herefordshire. She doesn't want to throw somebody under the bus and wants to buy an expensive pair of overalls and a Scottish motorhome if she wins. Then we have contestant 16, Miles, 36. He's a veterinarian nurse from Birmingham. He said he had a cookie cutter life. He's done the college. He's got a husband and he's also got a family. So this is something that's a little bit out of his comfort zone. Contestant number 17 is Molly. She's a disability model and healthcare assistant from Bristol. Contestant number 18 is Paul. He's 36 years old. He's a business manager from Manchester. He's a former stand-up comic. Contestant number 19 is Ross, 28 years old, video director from Lancashire. Contestant number 20, we're back with another old person here, Sonja, 66, volunteer business mentor from Lancashire, learned body language cues from her nonverbal son, who unfortunately passed away 2 years ago, Tracy, 58. Inverse is a sonographer, and get this, a clairvoyant as well. It seems like we have to have a clairvoyant almost every trader season. Used to be in the Air Force as well, and the last person that we have is Zach. Zach is 27, from London. He's a Parliament Affairs Advisor. So it's going to be very interesting. Lots of diversity on the season. Lots of age diversity as well. I'm really interested. My prediction for who the three people on the traders are going to be is I think that they will definitely put Zach in there. Parliament Affairs Advisor. I think they like kind of the government operative there. I also saw something where he was talking about how the Traders US one, or excuse me, the Traders UK one was so vitriolic, where they weren't necessarily considering people's emotions or anything, and he wants to play like that. And I think when you have somebody says, I want to do absolutely anything, I want to tear people apart emotionally, I think that you probably give that person the trader role. So he's my first guest for the person that will be there. The second person is going to be Paul, the business manager from Manchester, former stand-up comic. He says he likes to diffuse, you know, these tight, tense situations with laughter. Kind of gives me a little bit of Matt from the Traders New Zealand in terms of when I read that. So I think there's a possibility he could also be there. And then for the third one, I mean, you have to pick a female. You can't have three male traders. I can't imagine they would do that, but I'm going to go with Meg here. This is probably not the best pick, but for me, I just think if your bio says, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, I don't know why they would cast you unless they're going to make you the trader and make you uncomfortable. So it'll be interesting to see if I'm correct on that. I definitely think there's some other people in there. I think Jazz, as I mentioned earlier, he was so invested in this. Johnny, who said that he's got the disabilities, but also likes these psychological things. I could see that. Sonja, who said she knew the body cues from her nonverbal son. I think all of these would make great traders. It's tough for me to look through these things and say who wouldn't make compelling television. So it'll be very interesting. As a reminder, these episodes are going to come out Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with the companion series as well on that. And we'll talk a little bit more about that scheduling tomorrow. All right, now let's get out for the outro. All right, we made it for the outro here. One thing I do want people to reach out to me for, you can reach out in the comments, you can leave a review, you can message us on our social media channels at Reality Daily Pod, no matter what social platform you're on, we're there. I want to know your opinion on the balance of the scheduling and the news with commentary. You see, in the first episode I did, about 30 or so minutes in commentary, maybe even closer to 40 in commentary. And I do think that maybe it's a little bit harder for people to click on something that's an hour long, as opposed to something like this that's probably going to be under 20 minutes. I think it's probably a lot more attainable to get new things. But if the people that are listening to this wants to hear my opinions on reality television, I certainly want to provide that as well, because I never shut the hell up. So let me know if that's something that you want to hear, because there's a plethora of shows that I'm watching, shows that the other people from Reality Daily are watching, so we can definitely hop on here, whether it's on the same podcast or on a separate podcast. Want to hear your thoughts on that. In terms of some of the shows that I'm looking to watch, I actually didn't watch anything from the first because I was watching football all day. That was the last big day for the bowl games for college football. In fact, as I'm recording this, I'm watching Texas and Washington in the background in the semifinals, but I do want to see the Kids Bacon Championship. I do want to see the 90 Day Single Life. That's one. I just think the casting on that is so strong. America's Got Talent. I said, I don't love the format of that, but I do think the show will be good. The floor of the game show, I'm really looking forward to, and I'll probably watch Taskmaster as well. I really like Deborah Meaden. I think she'll be a great character to have in this kind of one-off special. All right, let me know what you're watching. Let me know what you would like us to cover more in depth. And if you have any news that you see that you think is really important that should be covered on the podcast, make sure that you're messaging us. Love to outsource some of this stuff in case I miss something. All right, appreciate everybody for listening. Until next time, bye.